Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh.
Whoa, dude. My gosh.
That's just... I should open with a little more energy.
Yeah.
Thank you for watching us here on AfterBuzz TV's after show for Mr. Robot. This is season 1, episode 6. I meant to look up what a .asf file is, but I will. It is a movie file. And if it's anything like last week, it'll probably play into what this episode is. Poor Shayla.
Poor.
I mean, I don't think we can start, like...
Yeah.
We have
Mind
to start there.
Blown.
If you'd like to console us, you can find me at Steve Kaufman. That is K-A-U-F-M-A-N-N. I'm not alone.
No, we're here.
A sign of strength.
First build.
For Shayla.
I'm glad I wore black tonight. Shit. You guys can tweet me. Give me some love. At I-A-M-S-T-E-F-Z. Whoa.
I need a poke or a retweet or something tonight, guys. I'm feeling it. You can find me on Twitter, Ashley_Chapman. All right, shall we do this?
Oh, God.
Whoa.
Shall we do
Just
something?
Just so you guys know out there, too, we watch and then we go live. That's why we're still all...
We're, like, right here because...
Yeah. Absorbing that ending. Whoa.
I just love it. I love this show. I love this show.
Right.
Whoa, dude.
This show is so good.
So good.
So, let's try to go in order.
All right, let's do it.
The show opens with that Nancy Sinatra song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm sure it's a jazz standard that Nancy Sinatra just sang on that one time. And they're at what appears to be a diner. And it's just Elliot and Shaylin. We have no context.
Yeah.
Until we find out the context, which leads us in the last week, that she's captive.
Mm-hmm.
She's captive by DJ... DJ, who is just a larger gentleman, and Isaac, who is Vera's brother.
Mm-hmm.
And she's captive at behest of Vera to get Elliot to hack him out of prison,
mm-hmm.
not jail. Jail is where you go to wait to go to prison. And Vera's in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Although they say jail a couple times.
Yeah, they do say jail.
People are weird. There's a clear distinction.
Yeah, no, yeah. I got you.
But that was such a great opening because I felt like the theme of this, or one of the themes of this show, was playing games. You know, like what a way to. Because the whole time, Elliot knew, Shayla knew that they were being watched, that Shayla was captive, you know. Like, mm-hmm. they could have easily been all of the goons standing there, or Shayla tied up or something. But no, they let them sit and have a civilized, you know, seemingly normal conversation,
mm-hmm.
and then they just pull you out. So it was, this whole episode was like, just dangling like the cheese in front of the mouse. It was just game after game after game, but I loved that about it, you know.
Oh, man.
I'm about to tweet some very angry things at Vera in a second. That Twitter is still active.
But I mean, in the same sense, it's like, God, as much as I want to punch him in the throat right now, he's brilliant. He's one step ahead of the game, man. All right, we won't go to the end yet.
Yeah,
we
started at the top.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, it's so like, none of the other ones have ended like this.
And I was so surprised because I thought, okay, yeah, this is going to be another Elliot episode, you know, like kind of similar to the very beginning where, you know, he's in the diner with the guy and he hacks them and he basically just hits them with, you know, I have all this information. I have, you know, this whole thing over you. And I thought it was going to be him basically owning all these guys throughout the episode. And it turned out to be a flip,
he got owned.
Opposite.
Yeah. And
which
it is.
Great.
It's crazy. Like, we see that Vera has a lot more power. Even mm-hmm. even the little things, like him calling Elliot on a cell phone and making his demands that way. And he's like, this is what you're going to do. You're going to do it today.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I thought, yeah.
I'm rarely at a loss for things, but I'm like...
I know, I want to talk about it all at once because it all kind of... Like, this episode is different and it all kind of comes full circle.
But to just kind of go beat for beat. Elliot, with the right amount of time, could hack a prison.
Yeah.
And he explains very quickly that prisons run on a pretty particular type of industrial system that if he could research it, he could take it down.
He was saying he actually was having problems with it until he figured out that he could hack in through the system of the patrol car, which is run on a, you know,
like a 4G, 4G system.
That's what he was saying. Because he got stopped twice. And usually they don't get stopped, which is interesting. Again, it was kind of like Elliot was kind of off his game.
Yeah.
He's not on morphine.
Maybe that's why.
This episode feels different from the other five before
it. Absolutely feels different.
Like, very little Mr. Robot. Like, there's a pressing life or death stakes that everything's just up top that he has to do these things. Whereas everything else, there's a little more control. There's a little more control on Elliot's part, and he's got a lot of other places to go and things to do. Whereas this episode, it's like, well, now I have to do these things to save Shayla.
But even though he seemed very much off of his game, he put up a really good front, you know? Like, with everything that happened throughout the episode, he would not show his cards. He would not let his guard down, and he would not show that he didn't have everything under control. So I thought that was interesting, you know? Like, even though he was like, the noose is tightening, and he's making all these references about how he's losing control, he seemed very confident, and he seemed very brave, and, you know, just he stood firm in everything that he said and everything that he did. So,
it makes me think of a couple things. It makes you think, like, was he... Because in last episode, we see that he actually really feels for Shayla. Mm-hmm. So is the fact that he has emotion making him somewhat... Is that affecting his game at all? Or is it really just that he didn't have time? Because we see... Again, in last episode, they show what happens when, you know, time was a factor with the Steel Mountain hack as well. But when that happened, they were able to figure it out and hack into that. So you would think that even in these timed circumstances, he would have enough time to figure something out. You would think, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. What do you guys think? Would it be easier to hack into a prison or to Steel Mountain? The way that Steel Mountain's set up, I feel like that would be technically harder. But he had a team.
He had a team, and it was a plan for a while.
True. But again, like, is it that he's off his game, or was it the time? Was it that he has emotions running on this one, so he's acting maybe not the way he normally would if there was something that he didn't care? You know, I don't know. There's a lot going on that's kind of sculpting his character a little bit.
I kind of chalked it a little bit up to just the writing. Things on the show seem to be easy when they need to be easy to sort of push the story along, and then harder when we kind of need to take a pause and step back. And yes, he was emotionally connected to Shayla, so I'm sure emotions played a huge part in it. But I think for this episode, we needed to be slowed down because that was what made the ending hit home a little bit harder.
Also, Patrick Wasaba in our chat says, along with not having enough time, I do remember him mentioning things are different without morphine.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So then, in a sense, does help him with his hacking a little bit more.
Right, but any way you slice it, they haven't failed like this before.
No.
Mm-mm.
So that's different. I mean, Steel Mountain kind of was a fail, but it wasn't necessarily their part that failed. The Dark Army pulled out, but I feel like still this is a fail on a different level.
Yeah.
They got duped. They usually are one step ahead of the game. Maybe Steel Mountain wasn't a completed quote unquote mission, but Vera had more quote unquote intel and smarts and handle of the situation than Elliot did at this point, and that's kind of new for us to see.
Even more than Tyrell, I think, has over Elliot. Like, we've seen
Tyrell's spinning out of control.
Even in the last episode with Tyrell and Elliot, I mean, it was obvious that Tyrell was playing with him and that he had a lot of power over Elliot, and he was exerting that. But with this, the whole Vera and Elliot relationship, it surpassed that. Like, he had even more of a control, and like you were saying, an insight into Elliot, which is crazy because he's in prison. You know, it's like, where is he getting? It's almost as if he had hacked Elliot and sort of knew his weaknesses, knew his exploits, and he was able to use that against him in an epic way.
Mm.
Like, even more than Tyrell has.
Well, but he knew I mean, he knew that he cared about Shayla. He knew that from episode, what was it, 3 or whatever, when we see him at the car with Shayla. So he knew Shayla could be a pawn for him regardless. And that's why, you know, he knows that that's why Elliot did it.
But for him to even get
But in
to
the same sense,
of-
does he think that Elliot did it or does he think that Isaac did it?
I think it was a mix of both.
It had... What? Did,
Well,
sent him to prison?
Yeah.
Vera has to know
what?
That it was Elliot.
Well, no, Isaac was the reason he went to prison, though. That's the reason why Vera was upset.
Yeah, that's the reason why Elliot put him... That's the reason why Elliot figured it out, was because Isaac put him on Twitter.
So he blames them both. Vera knew he was on Twitter, but he blames them both, but he's clearly, you know... more pissed off about Isaac and trusts Isaac, who's his brother, who he's been working with less than Elliot.
No.
So I'm sure there's
a lot of other brotherly things.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but it still.
Was. I kind of took it as a respect thing, you know, where he said that it impressed him. Like, he wasn't angry at what Elliot did. He was impressed by it. I think that in a lot of ways, intellectually, Elliot matched Vera. And what Isaac did was stupid, in a sense. I mean, even though Vera played along with it, you know, the way that he ended up getting caught in the end, it was because of a stupid move by his brother. So I think he is impressed more with intellect, and he's impressed more with the moves that Elliot made versus what the moves that his brother made. And I think he felt more connected to Elliot in that sense and had a little bit more of a respect for him than he even had for his own brother, which was interesting.
Right. Very interesting. Yeah, I think we're just going to cover this whole thing.
Yeah.
I had it paced out.
We can talk about all the other things and then just go back to this, because this is all kind of clumped up. That might be a better idea to touch on the other things that happened.
So Angela is at the office 8 o'clock in the morning calling all of the lawyers who were on the Evil Corp case. That was there was a sewage dump that they covered up.
It's like the Erin Brockovich of Evil Corp.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And I guess she found the one lawyer who would call her back, whose name was Nayar. That was her first name.
I believe that was her name, yeah.
The only one lawyer who would call her back. She goes in, and that woman is drinking on the job. So already my favorite lawyer.
Right.
My favorite lawyer, and pretty much says, I can blow this case wide open. Here's new research from the file dumps that I believe are from the first episode, the F Society, the F Society file dumps. And the lawyer just has to tell her to put on her big girl pants, and this isn't how the world works.
It's done.
Well, I feel like it was, yes, and I feel like in the same sense there was a pretty graphic description that the lawyer gives about how she can help somebody who's done way worse stuff out in the open. So pretty much it's kind of like you're fighting up against this guy and this corporation that's going to go to any extent to save their ass, pretty much.
Yeah.
So I feel like she was kind of like, you're winning, you're going to open the door to an uphill battle. But in the same sense, she sat there and talked to her, and I feel like she's wants to do it. So I feel like she's going to take the case. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She's like saying you have no chance in hell, but you know what? I would kind of love to do this with you.
Well, what she says is you have no chance in hell unless you have an eyewitness.
Who flips
for us. That's the only thing you need, and that's impossible.
See, when she says that you're like Facebook friends with an eyewitness, you see Angela light up. So somehow, somewhere, Angela's going to have Elliot hack into Facebook or something. Yeah. Like something. Well, the fact that she said that, like, what lawyer says that? What lawyer, unless there's something else that's going to happen, would be like, unless you have a witness through one of your Facebook friends?
No, that was just a weird figure of speech. She wants to flip Colby.
Yeah.
She wants to flip Terry Colby. That's why she went to his house.
Right, but still, I don't know, I think that's a setup.
Well,
I 100% think that's a setup.
I'd be interested to hear your guys' take on what her motive is for now going through with this, because they've already announced
Angela's motive.
Is it now that she's discovered her dad is now drowning in debt,
does
she want to do this? I don't want to say it's as simple as her wanting to do it so that she can get some sort of financial gain from it to help her dad. But it's just interesting that now she's really, you know, wanting to pursue this case. It's already been out in the news for, I would assume, like several weeks now. And just now she's really wanting to take a handle on it and actually go forward with this case. So, and it wasn't until
I think it's a lot of stuff that she's finally feeling insignificant. So she can now, she's figuring out a way to matter. And I wouldn't go as far as like, because he kicked her out of the meeting, she's feeling like she needs to get back at him. I feel like that's kind of like, you know, a straw on the camel's back. But in the same sense, she's feeling insignificant. Now she doesn't have her boyfriend. She knows she's going to probably maybe somehow lose her job or something's going to get hairy there. And now she sees her dad's in debt too, which we all thought was not the case.
Yeah.
So I feel like everything's just coming to a head for her. And she's like, what can I do about this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think...
Could be totally wrong.
No, that's... And she kind of mentioned that to Elliot in that great scene where...
Yeah.
I feel like Elliot, in any other day, Elliot would have been able to, like, really help her. But that day, he was like, no, I gotta get back upstairs. There's dudes with guns with Darlene.
Yeah, which, FYI, guys, that's not a way that you get rid of your friends that are female. Just letting it's not that easy.
Okay. Well, but in the same sense, yeah, he clearly... Again, Elliot being one step ahead like he normally is like, okay, I know that I say, just need to tell her what she needs to hear so she'll go away. Like, he usually knows how to get out of every situation.
Mm-hmm. So, Anonymous in the chat is asking what happened to JC. What happened? F Society got him,
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
What?
JC, everyone, he had a late night at work tonight, so he is not here. We miss him. We love him. JC. He will be back next week.
Yes.
Mm. But yes, JC, he's here in spirit.
Always. He's right there.
He's right here with the mirrors. You don't know.
Anyway. So she's now going through with really trying to find out, you know, or at least flip Colby. I guess, what was your impression of her freezing up and not, I guess, getting to the root of it, asking, was it just, you know, kind of facing the reality of her decision and, like, how difficult it'll be to go forward? And it's just facing everything. I mean, this was something that really, I guess, ruined a big piece of her life, you know, and she had to confront it face on. So
I thought it was very interesting that he didn't recognize her at all. He thought she was just some reporter. And not that he would, maybe, but in the same sense, it's like, if you have a meeting with, you know, your security company, someone messes up the timestamps, which is so important enough for you to kick that person out of a meeting, and then, you know, 2 days later, or whatever the time frame was, it's tracked back that security breach came from you, I feel like you would remember that.
No, I think he had to deal with a lot of people
in
that short period of time.
And that was when they were kids, you know? So he just probably...
What do you mean when they were kids?
No, we're talking about the boardroom in episode one.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
I don't know. I mean, maybe not. But I feel like, you know, you would...
But I kind of feel he's the kind of person who does that a lot. He dismisses people, you know, sees right through them, doesn't really pay attention to them. So I could get that a bit.
All right.
No, I see that he doesn't remember her at all.
Yeah. She wasn't impressionable at all.
No.
I don't know.
That was just some lady he kicked out of a meeting. He kicks ladies out of a meeting all the time.
I don't know. Is his way to get back, is he going to be a part of this? I don't know. I mean, that's not the last we're going to see of him.
Of course. No.
And I feel like that's not the last we're going to see of this case. Can she get him to flip? And maybe will that get him out of some other hot water? Who knows?
I think she's either going to get him to flip or Tyrell's going to flip.
I don't know about Tyrell.
He's giving us a little taste of predictions.
I think that was me segueing. I think that was.
Yeah.
Because last week Tyrell messed with someone's mind.
Yeah. For lack of a better term,
where he should have just messed with them. Like, the other way, sexually.
Yeah. No way, dude. It was so much more powerful that he was like, oh, yeah, you want to be tough? I'm going to walk in on you, and then I'm going to make you want me, and I'm going to bounce.
Leave you hanging.
Agreed, but that's the... Had he just banged her, which she clearly wanted, he would then have power where he is right now.
Well, no, because clearly... She told Scott, who is the CTO right now, and that would be... You know, it would have just happened, and then Scott would have said the same thing. And how we see Tyrell's wife, who is like Miss Baller.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's clearly wearing the pants, clearly calling the shots, is like, no, now we have her exactly where we want her, just to be wanted. Yeah. So she, you know what I mean? It's like, it's a very different feeling to want to feel wanted and like that angst about feeling wanted than just opening your legs and getting what you want.
Yeah.
I feel like it's more powerful. I could be.
I completely agree. But I think
it could be played longer and differently.
But I think, again, that goes back to Tyrell's, you know, that's his greatest strength, but that's also his greatest weakness. He walked out of that room thinking, okay, I own this situation. I own his wife. You know, I'm one step closer to being CTO. Mm. And that cockiness, you know, that airiness that he has about him, while that did work really well and that led to his expected result, it also turned on him as well. So now he's dealing with the backlash of that as well now.
Do we think, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but episodes 1, 2, I kind of thought Tyrell was super badass. Do we think that still? Or no. Do we think he's weak?
No, he's still very strong.
No, he is.
He's just facing a challenge.
But we now see that there's somebody in play with him that's even stronger. You know?
Ooh. Control Alt Delete Escape on Reddit. I think I pick people out because of their usernames. What if Shayla's not dead and Elliot's being delusional? I don't buy that. I think because he's not on morphine, he's less likely to be delusional now.
Let's stop with the delusions.
Sorry.
We're on Tyrell. Let's let it all go. People are there. Who's ever in there is there. Keep it back.
Yeah. I've just chosen to accept what Elliot sees. He believes it's real. So right. If he believes it's real, then all we can do at this point is just. Yeah. Go with what we're seeing. So, right. I mean, it'd be nice, but I don't think that's that type of show. I don't think it's a cookie cutter clean, you know, blue skies. Oh, you know, we're going to end up happily ever after. I don't think that that's the direction that this show is going. I think it's very, very possible that she's dead and that there's going to be more people who will die on the show.
I agree.
Just as a result of.
Well, and how do we feel about the fact that Mr. Robot told him that inevitably Shayla was going to die? Yeah. Did he know? Like, at that point in time, was she dead? Did he know?
Logically speaking, we have to assume.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think we should talk about Tyrell a little more.
Okay. What else do you want to say about him?
He's awesome, and we'll find out he's awesome. Oh, sweet. Back to Shayla.
Thanks. Thanks for interrupting for that. No, I'm just kidding.
How do we feel Tyrell is going to move forward to become CTO? Because this is the first time
you think he's going to wind up there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because the wife seems too confident.
There's no failure there.
Yeah. The wife seems way too confident.
Who is she?
I know.
What is her... I want to know more about the wife. I don't even care about Tyrell anymore. I really don't. I mean, and again, fine, we can disagree. I feel his power, for me, is not... He's not as strong anymore. I feel he's a little bit losing it.
Which, again, it goes back to, you know, how that can be his biggest strength, but also his greatest enemy, too. I think that he craves that power. He wants that power.
So does everyone, but it doesn't mean that they're strong and they get it. Like, I feel like somehow she's cleaning up his mess, and that, I don't know, I just feel like his character, it just doesn't seem strong to me. He got owned in this episode. He got owned.
Yeah. But that'll make it all the more... That'll make it all the more satisfying 2 weeks from now when he owns that guy.
Yeah.
He has to face a challenge.
Yeah, it was all a gameplay, you know? He's been owned before in previous episodes, and then he's been the one who's been owning other people. So I think that with her... At his side, you know, she is definitely the one who is pulling the strings and she's making all the
moves.
Right,
which makes him not really that strong.
but, you know, I think that, I don't know. I mean, I
guess
I...
She
is his strength. And, you know, I think it also comes from just the man sort of being the one who has... You know, I think maybe for their relationship, it's not as... I don't want to say believable, but I think it's harder for people to accept that a woman necessarily could be behind something like this, even though that's absolutely the case. And, of course, she's kicking butt. But maybe for these purposes, you know, she wanted to have a strong male face there just to...
I think she just sitting there safe calling the shots and being like, you can go out there and look like a schmuck. And I'm going to sit here and tell you what to do.
I mean, she's definitely pulling the strings and she doesn't want to.
We're going to see him and he's going to do something, but I feel like he's not. I don't know. Maybe that's what they want you to feel, but I just feel like, and again, you know, whatever. We all don't have to think the same thing. But
I think he's got the skills and we're going to see him.
And maybe the wife
we haven't
playing him
yet,
as a pawn, though.
Like, what skills? Like, we're in episode 6. What skills have we seen of Tyrell besides just you know, that first meeting with Elliot, like episode two, when he walked out and opened, we were all like, oh, Tyrell, Tyrell's behind everything, blah, blah, blah. Like, what else has he done that's super strong?
Well, he's White Rose. Oh. He's, oh. Sorry. Yeah, but,
I know, I said that last week. That was my second, yeah. But
the wife, she has to know. I mean, she's obviously utilizing him for a reason. Whether she's going to throw him under the bus later once she ultimately gets what she wants, that's another story. But everything that she does is strategic, so she's not going to just have Tyrell out there unless she knows that he can handle it, unless she knows that he is going to bring about whatever result she wants. So that he's there for a reason. And I personally think that once she gets whatever she wants, there might
Right, be I a totally agree with you. Like, I see what you guys are saying, and like, not to like string it out with Tyrell, but I just feel like being a strong character doesn't necessarily equate to getting owned and then being like, because there's no reason right now. Like, Scott, quote unquote, did nothing wrong. He just got this CTO position. So because he was picked over Tyrell, and then Tyrell tried to be like sneaky around him and get this power from his wife, and then Scott owned him. If Tyrell comes back and owns Scott back, that's not power. Like, he's not creating some big thing that I'm amused by yet. Just saying.
Yeah. He's
trying to get busy. He's trying to do like eye for an eye, get back at someone because he looked dumb.
But I mean, with this show, it could be even bigger than that.
It has to be bigger.
It has to be bigger. Yeah, but I'm just saying, as of right now and today,
yeah,
it's like okay.
Anyway,
he got owned. I think 3 weeks from now, we'll be like, remember that time Tyrell got owned? That meant nothing.
Yeah,
maybe.
It meant nothing. Tyrell owns the world now.
Right.
And that guy and his watch.
No, it's going to be his wife that owns the world.
Yeah.
So we've got time. Let's talk about the prison riot. Let's talk about
the plan.
The plan. Now, my understanding of the plan was that he used his phone to hack the Bluetooth keyboard that's in a cop car, or not a the correction officer's car.
Yeah, which how stupid is he?
That's but that's honestly one of those incredible things that, like, I could see that being a huge flaw in a lot of things.
Right.
But again, it was like it was easy when it needed it to be easy, you know? Like, you're a police officer. You're really going to go pick up a flash drive, put it in your computer, start playing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of stuff in the show, to me, it feels like the writing to help push the story along, and then we slow down when we need to. So that was just something where I was like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, you're an officer. And was it the same cop that was flirting with Oh, no, that was a different
cop? No, that might have been the same cop.
I think it was the same
was
one.
Was it?
No, I don't remember.
It was like,
I don't remember either.
Help me chat.
Dumbo the clown.
Help me chat. Really? You're my only hope.
But
no,
yes.
No, I think that's the same cop.
I think it was the same one.
No, that makes sense.
So, yeah, it was convenient that we picked that cop.
No, that makes
that
perfect sense.
That who was just a doofus, you know.
But just that script caught it.
Yeah. Got it. I don't know.
I mean, it was just, it worked out too well for them for that.
Was
that
it the same cop? Like, is the same cop the receptionist? I mean, not that this freaking matters, like, I don't think the same cop is sitting there at the reception desk and in a cop car. Just saying.
I mean, it could be.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't think it matters one way or another.
Well, it matters.
I thought it was
one way or the other, but he hacks the, and by you know, I don't like the word hack. He finds a way into the Bluetooth keyboard to gain access to his terminal, and then he's able to gain access to the entire ICF.
He hacks him.
You know, I don't like that word.
But it's what this show's about, dude.
I know, but the word hack is to give it magical powers, which you should be able to explain what happened, because if you can't, then none of us are informed. That's me.
No, I'm just giving it magical powers, as in opening every jail cell, I feel like that's pretty magical.
Yeah, but you can still explain how he got. I don't know what he did once he got into the ICF. I'm not that good.
Yeah. But like, people,
But he didn't just snap. It wasn't easy as him snapping his fingers, is what you're saying.
No.
It was something.
But I don't. But to say, oh, I got hacked, is to equate it to snapping your fingers. I always have an issue with the word hack. Like, did you get phished? Did you get spammed? Was it malware? What? Like, you can figure out the basics of what happened. Like, if you get robbed, you kind of know who robbed you and how they robbed you. That's all my.
I get it.
I don't want to get caught up on
that
those.
Lingo
I
in
know.
The show. I think it's okay that we use it.
Yeah. I'm not going to get hung up on that word.
Anyway, moving on.
He opens up all the cells.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have that great scene with him and Isaac.
Yeah.
Him and Isaac with the gun, and then, like, he... About the zero-sum...
Yeah, I got it.
About the zero-sum playing your best move, I'm going to play my best move. And we had Mr. Robot tell him earlier about the zero-sum game.
Right.
Which, I don't remember the gentleman's name. Never mind. There was a gentleman in real life who was facing... He was a hacker who was facing conviction. He was facing conviction, or he could rat everybody out. Or, like, rat everybody out. And he found it as a zero-sum, and he killed himself in his cell. And Anonymous came out and said that that was... That was how... That's how you play a zero-sum game. That's... So I found that very noteworthy. I should have had that person's name before I brought it up. But
yeah,
here we are now.
We get the point. Yeah, it was a great correlation.
And but now... Yeah. By the way, Vera never hugs him.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a hug you, bro. I'm a hug you, bro.
Yeah.
I think that was metaphorical.
Clearly a metaphorical hug.
And it wasn't a hug. It was, I got you back for putting me in prison, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, before we even jump there, I mean, number one, who killed Shayla? You think Isaac and DJ both knew that?
I do.
I think Isaac and DJ both knew it. I feel like Isaac did it.
Okay.
I don't even think it really matters. It's just the fact that they knew going forward, you know, before this whole thing started, this was what was going to go down.
Well, but I think the only reason why I think it matters is because I think whoever killed Shayla thought or maybe knew that Elliot wouldn't die. So therefore, that led me to believe that maybe it was DJ, because now that we know that clearly DJ and Vera had been having conversations, and when when Isaac took Elliot for that ride, you could see panic in DJ, like, yo, bro, what are you gonna do? Because in his mind, what was probably happening that we don't learn until after is him being like, okay, if Isaac freaks out and goes and kills Elliot, then Vera's gonna die, but I'm working with Vera, and as soon as Vera comes out, I know I'm supposed to shoot Elliot.
Yeah.
So there's a weird circle triangle happening there. So the fact that they, you know, if they both knew that Shayla was dead in the trunk the whole time, I don't know. Like, I'm curious about that. I know it doesn't really weigh that much.
Well, who...
I think they...
Who,
I think,
well, no, then Isaac could have known and DJ couldn't have known? Or the other way around? No,
I think that DJ
would
probably
have to know and Isaac wouldn't.
Right.
But that's opposite of how we see it go down in the diner.
Yeah.
Right.
Elliot stays with DJ. I feel like they both know.
Right. But I don't know. We've predicted a lot on this show, and we've tried to figure out a lot. The three of us, and I'm sure all you people out there in the chat roll, is that it's just, we had no idea to see this coming.
Yeah.
At all.
No.
I mean, just, it went a completely different direction than we all thought. I mean, I was rooting for Elliot. I was like, yes, this is from...
And just so we know, Tickled Tea Lady, so does Steph think that Elliot is weak because he gets owned a lot in the show? No, Elliot's character is so much stronger than Tyrell's character. Come on. That's just my opinion. Yeah. Do you guys agree or disagree?
I think that strength plays out in different ways on this show.
Right.
You know, it's not the typical, ooh, I'm, you know, me, man, strong, you know.
Yeah, I think they're just different. I feel like Tyrell's just spinning. And Elliot is just keeps it together in a different way.
Yeah.
That is why. But I do not think that Elliot is a weak character at all. I do think that Tyrell is having weak moments right now. And he needs to redeem himself in a way that's different than just getting back at Scott, who doesn't, at this point in time, seem to matter so much.
But
Tickled
like,
Lady also has a good point. Since she told her husband about another man's interest, she wanted to let him know or care that another man wanted her. Clearly her husband is gay. And she isn't getting any at home.
Is her husband gay and with Gideon?
That seems...
That's a season three.
Tickled
Tea
Lady, do you think? Are you
season
with me? Is her husband gay and with Gideon? I don't know. Maybe.
I mean...
Anyway. But yeah.
But I mean, just going back to the whole, you know, strengths versus one of the things I really love about this show, no one is perfect in this show.
Everyone has flaws.
Their flaws, they have their mess ups, they fail. They epically fail too in this show. So, you know, you can't say, well, one person is stronger over another person or this person is really weak. I think they're all just human, you know, and they let those hacks or for lack of a better term, they let those exploits that they have come. You know, they let people exploit them in certain times.
Well, I think it's clear, like, Elliot's running his show. He's the one that has to keep making decisions. Yes, outcomes weigh on his decisions, but it's clear that Tyrell's wife is running the show, which makes him slightly, in my eyes, slightly weaker. Anyway, moving back.
We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah.
Apparently after this episode, I'm like, I don't know what.
Yeah, who knows what's going to happen. Let's bring it back there. Do we think that Vera's done with Elliot? I mean,
no. Clearly
he comes out, he tells DJ to shoot Isaac, his brother, right there. That happens. And then he wasn't even going to mention Shayla until Elliot asked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, bro, she was with you the whole time. Oh. Heart wrenching.
But I think Brave Traveler means he's just
gone.
He's gone forever. He's.
But I mean, I get Elliot could find gone. Him. Like, do you think Elliot's going to try and get revenge?
Because
like,
that
he
is his
killed
weakness.
Shayla.
Yeah. That's his weakness, revenge. So it's very possible that. But I don't know. I mean, with this show, there's so much stuff that comes in and out.
I feel like he's going to rabbit hole. He's going to go down a rabbit hole over this, and then he's going to have to get into a bunch of F-Society stuff. And we're going to forget about Vera for a while. And we may not see him this season, but Vera exists in this world, and Vera is clearly too big in this world to not come back. I don't think we need him again this season, though.
Yeah, I mean, if he does come back, great. But at the very least, I felt like this whole experience with Vera, it revealed something about Elliot. You know, what Mr. Robot was talking about, you know, he wants to help everybody, but sometimes you have to sacrifice, you know, what you truly care about, or you have to sacrifice doing the right thing for something bigger and for something greater.
Right.
And for this, he resorted back to, you know, doing what he thought was right and just doing what he thought was good for one person instead of just following through with what would be better for everybody, in a sense, you know.
Right.
So I felt like that exploited a little bit of Elliot's character and him sort of reverting back to it. And so maybe that was the whole purpose, was for him to sort of realize that about himself and for us to see, like, okay, now moving forward, he's going to have to make more choices like this. And how is he going to react to it?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That just blew. Like, I'm still a little bit like, I can't believe that.
Moving forward, I think it's about that time for some predictions.
Yeah.
All right. This episode, when it came to what seems to be the overarching plot of the season, seemed to be a bit of a pit stop, but a necessary one, and a one that wrecked us emotionally. But what do we see moving forward?
I'm interested to find out what happened with the whole Gideon, Angela, and her putting the Dark Army CD in Allsafe.
Because
that sort of seemed to come to a halt. And I don't feel like...
Well, that's...
You know, I mean, was that something that would have been detected? Like, would Allsafe's... It completely goes undetected, and
well,
Gideon
that's...
has no knowledge that anything has been corrupted?
I think so. I think it would be just like... It would be just like Elliot's hat. Yeah. It would just be like Elliot's rootkit.
Huh.
That Gideon doesn't know about that either. That I think it's pretty straightforward that's Dark Army cutting out F Society.
But I don't know.
They use that leverage to get that CD into Allsafe, so Allsafe can then hack into E Corp. The question is, why, if Tyrell Wellick is White Rose, why does he need to hack into E Corp? Because he already works at E Corp. So what information does?
Or Allsafe, rather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what information does Allsafe have that Tyrell,
needs.
It doesn't have?
Yeah. And needs.
Something? Because the hack was specifically for E-Corp.
Right.
That's all.
And that seems weird to me, because I don't know. I mean, I feel like Tyrell could have easily persuaded or bribed another person working there to do it. You know, the whole... I don't know. I mean...
But that's what I think.
Yeah.
But if they speak of White Rose as a high-ranking member of the Dark Army, that if... If White Rose is Tyrell Wellick, and if...
So you think it's Tyrell and this is just all an act?
Possible. Yes, I do.
Okay.
I think I think it's all an accident.
That's fair.
I think,
it's fair.
And I think he's orchestrating something huge.
With who else?
I think with the whole Dark Army, and it has to be similar to what our society wants to do, which is eliminate everyone's debt.
So you think him and Christian Slater are working together?
I'm going to say it officially, and someone on Reddit brought this up. Tonight's episode, I think, officially proved Mr. Robot doesn't exist. Because how did he get in that stairwell? There was only one entrance to that stairwell, and DJ and Isaac were both watching it.
No, they weren't.
They were upstairs. They don't know who he is.
No, but they were...
There's a lot of other apartment buildings.
They were in the apartment.
Okay.
That doesn't make sense.
Okay, fair enough. I still think Mr. Robot doesn't exist. I've come around since the first episode of this after show. I think that's my only prediction.
Yeah.
I'm very sad to predict that I think Elliot we see is going to dabble with the drugs again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that...
There's going to be a downward spiral again, and it could be even more catastrophic to the whole F Society plan.
Yeah. Oh, Tickled Tea Lady, thanks for noticing me. Oh, we
Shout
love you guys.
Tickled Tea Lady.
We love everyone's opinions, and we love that everyone has such different opinions, because this show really just does provoke different emotions and different stuff.
And
you
El Clavon 72 is... pretty much concise, made my point more concise, which is Tyrell wants to own the company, Elliot wants to topple it. Two sides of the same coin. Hmm. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're both at odds with each other.
So you think that Elliot and Tyrell are eventually going to work together?
No.
I don't think so. Because their motives are different.
Yeah.
Elliot truly wants to destroy everyone's debt and take over Evil or take down Evil Corp. Whereas Tyrell wants to keep it up and running and just run it.
And profit off of it.
Yeah. I think Tyrell and his wife, they're going to definitely have another play for
I think
the
we're
next
definitely going to have some more amazing episodes of Mr. Robot to talk about.
Yes.
How many more are left
can't
before
wait.
The
I can't.
What'd you say?
How many more are left before
Four.
This?
Four. Four left. Yeah, this was six, right? There's only ten.
Yeah, there's ten. There's ten, and then there's already season two.
I know.
Yeah. I'll be here. Y'all will probably be here.
Yes, for sure.
While we're not here, where can the people find you, starting with Ashley?
Hey, guys. Ashley Chapman. Find me on Twitter, Ashley_Chapman. Thanks for watching.
You guys can find me at IAMSTEFZ. Send me a tweet. Keep the conversation going. Oh, real quick. Sorry. I wanted to give a shout-out to David F. Baldwin 1 for staying up till 1 o'clock on the East Coast and watching.
Woo!
Thank you.
It is late there.
We love you guys.
And you can follow me at Steve Kaufman. That is KAUFMANN. I do a lot of shows here. They're all USA shows. This summer, but I'll be tweeting about them regularly on my Twitter. Thanks for watching, guys.
Thanks, guys. See you next time.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.